and then in possession by Jack Ryan.
Good morning, Stell Middle School. My name is Oscar Gonzalez. I'm from Rio Grande City. I will be giving you some comments throughout your performance to try and better your UIL preparation. Best of luck. Hope you get a good performance today. Here we go, Synergy. Good start. Very nice introduction. Yeah, I would see if we could play a little bit softer here in this first phrase to your body paragraph. Careful with the notes. Yeah, a little bit more front, D, 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 D. Just a little bit more front to the notes to get a little bit more clarity throughout the line there. D, 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 D. And make sure you finish the phrase. Make sure you give that half note full length. I would try your best not to breathe after that half note. All right, not bad. Just make sure that, try your best not to breathe after half notes, okay? I know they're longer notes, but musically, it's best not to breathe after half notes, because the longer the note, that means there's something coming right after that. So try and breathe in other places besides a bar line. Don't breathe after a bar line. Try your best to take turns breathing, you know, just to make sure that you're supporting the accompaniment. The melodic line all the way through, not the accompaniment. Okay. Yeah, just articulation there. I think it was a good statement at the beginning. But I think the front of notes needs more clarity. D, 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 D. Go to that half note. D, 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 D. Okay. Make sure the notes are going somewhere from measure to measure. Don't let it stop. Okay. Don't let the momentum stop. All right, just make sure each note is very articulate and that you're all landing on the downbeats together, okay? All right, make sure the half notes, for example, that measure 14, measure 26, measure 17, you know, that you're taking those notes into the rest. Make sure that you're finishing the phrase, take those, your sound into the rest. All right, I think we're going to the next one already. Here we go. Sky Splitter. Yeah, percussion, you could afford to bring that out a little bit more. Yeah, a little bit bigger, of course, balance-wise, but percussion, I would really bring it out more. That way you've got a little bit more room to grow it for, and you'll make a better statement when the band comes in. You're setting it up for the band better, dynamically speaking. Yeah, D, da, 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 D, that you're starting those notes firmly. Yeah, better entrance air flutes. Or tuning flutes. Yeah, shoot the air cross flute. Yeah, tuning issues here. Yeah, make sure that we're listening. Match your neighbor and raise, okay? Shoot the ear more across to the back plate of the flute. Oh, tuning there, clarinet. Yeah, make sure you're pushing up. You're arching the back of the tongue, clarinet. Yeah, bigger right here, percussion. Right, and that last one should be tone all the way into the rest. Get your sound to touch the rest, okay? Beat twos. All right. Yeah, percussion, you could have done a little bit more measure 49 and 50. Bring it out. That way you're bringing in the band a little bit stronger, and there's a little bit of change in dynamics. Because I know with small bands, it's tough to get a big dynamic range with small bands. I get it. But the more you can utilize the percussion section to create, you know, bigger dynamic differences, where you get your percussion play real soft and then play strong, that will help the band overall create a better dynamic, difference and more contrast between, you know, parts in your music. Again, there's quarter notes in measure 37. Tone off on the downbeat. Let your sound touch the rest. Okay, make sure the articulation front of the notes are very clean and articulate. Okay. We're going to the next one here, nightly procession. Yeah, I would suggest that you don't start tapping your foot until the band starts to play, okay? That's when you start to tap. You start your foot with your sound, okay? Don't start tapping beforehand. Yeah, be careful with that pitch there. Flutes match, and do, don't squeeze them, don't crush the rhythm. Yeah, we could use a little bit more trumpet sound here. Yeah, it's starting to get out of tune here. Dee-da, articulate a little bit cleaner, articulation there. Yeah, tongue those half notes together. Make sure they're, you can really feel the downbeats on those half notes. D. Yeah, at the end, percussion, you could have helped support that. But it's D tone. Okay, the very end again. Stretch that quarter note, make it touch the rest. D-tone off, okay? Off on the downbeat. Yeah, articulation here needs a lot of clarity. Tongue slur, tongue, measure 38, okay? Measure 32, tongue slur, then the tongue, okay? Ta-da-dee, and don't crush the rhythm. Okay, I heard a little bit of crushing. All right. Now, dynamics, percussion. You've measured 31, for example. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and kick the band in, okay? You can do a little bit more to help the dynamics of the band, all right? And then as soon as you get to 32, back it off a little bit, but you've already kicked in the band, and it's on the, you're giving the audience and you're giving the judges a perspective. Hey, they just got, you know, they crescendoed and they just got a little bit stronger, all right, when you do that. Okay, so try and help out the band as much as you can, percussion, to create more dynamic contrast. All right. Some intonation issues with the flute, clarinet. Okay, I know tones are tough, clarinet, but you got to find a way to tune that. I know you can use that right hand at times to tune those low notes, those A's, those G's, and so on. Okay, so, you know, you can use the ring finger in the right hand. Okay, flutes, be aware of your pitch as you're going across. Keep that air pushing to the back plate of the flute. Shoot the instrument across, okay? Low brass, not bad low brass, just very mushy tongue. Really clean up the tongue, okay? I think that you all have good sounds, and I can tell that they're going to get better by you all. So I think you got the big picture, and just pay attention to the smaller picture, how you're tonguing, how well you're crescendoing. Are you contributing the best possible sound to the ensemble? All right. Really enjoyed listening to you today. I hope you all have a great day.